This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Ed Bolin. He's president of the National Business Aviation Association. Big hearing in White Plains, New York today. Ed, tell us what happened and what it was all about.
Well, the hearing was sponsored by the Transportation Security Administration. It was specifically a public hearing on their proposed large aircraft security program. We had several hundred people show up for the hearing, and speakers were given an opportunity to speak for 3 minutes apiece on the proposed rule, providing their comments. Procedurally, we were able to extend some of those remarks, with some people scheduled to speak, yielding their time to others.
Okay. What was the general feeling, and what did you have to say?
Well, I spoke about our concerns with the large aircraft security program, and I told the Transportation Security Administration that at the heart of our concern was the idea that they were going to regulate business aviation like commercial aviation. The point I tried to make to them was that these are two very different animals. And I related that the FAA has found that by having separate safety regulations specifically tailored to the different types of operations, they've been able to create an equivalent level of safety. And that my belief is that by working with the industry and specifically tailoring and targeting regulations to fit the operating model that's at stake here, we could both enhance security and facilitate general aviation operations. My overall recommendation was that we dispense with the proposed rulemaking process and really move to a aviation rulemaking committee, similar to the one that the community used to work with the FAA to develop the fractional ownership safety regulations, which we all know was Part 91, Subpart K.
Okay, well, I'm not trying to be glib or flippant here, but did it seem like they were listening?
Well, I think the Transportation Security Administration has been given incredible authority by the federal government to go to direct final rule. This is something that they chose not to do in this instance. They have gone for a more conventional notice of proposed rulemaking comments to the docket type approach. Since that process begun, we have asked them to extend the deadline for 60 days, which they did, urged them to conduct public hearings, which they have begun today here in White Plains, and will conduct four other hearings around the country over the next couple of weeks. Our hope is that this really means that they are interested in seeking comment from the community, and that those comments will ultimately influence how the final rule is actually written.
Okay, and I think it's important to stress here that business aviation is not anti-security. It's not like they're trying to prevent any sort of security regulations from being imposed. It's just the right ones. Is that correct?
Well, that's one of the points that I said that over the course of the period since 9/11, that the general aviation community has led, not followed, the federal government. We have done things like create airports watch programs. We have petitioned our government for an 800 number we could call to report suspicious activities at airports. We have petitioned for a rule that would require the government-issued photo IDs be carried. We have worked with the Treasury Department on identifying suspicious financing transaction. So I think it's clear that the business aviation community, the entire general aviation community, takes a backseat to nobody in terms of security efforts. We are absolutely committed to harden our industry against attack, but at the same time facilitating operations.
When's the next public hearing?
The next public hearing is actually in less than 48 hours. It'll be January 8th in Atlanta, Georgia. And that'll be followed by hearings in Chicago, Burbank, and Houston.
Okay, well, we'll follow them all with interest, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to aviationconsumer.com.